At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Morning Magic on Magic 106.7 with Sue and Kendra. It's always a good day when our friend Steve DiFilippo is in studio with us.
Yep.
Not only because he brings us yummy food from Davio's, right, but because he entertains us. Hello, Steve.
I love coming over here. You know that.
Well,
I found the right place this time too, which is nice.
Well, we always tell the story about one time he went to the wrong place and he was running across like the bridge over the Mass Pike.
Stories.
Well, you moved and nobody told me.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
poor
it's kind of like an old joke. You know, I went home. My parents moved, didn't tell me. You know that whole joke.
Poor Steve owns like a million restaurants, so successful. Yeah. This poor guy, he's running across the little bridge carrying bags of gnocchi for us.
Of meatballs.
Yes, or meatballs. Yeah, just unbelievable. But it's why we love you.
Thank you. So thanks for having me.
Always fun to have you. And it's fun when you have something awesome to tell us about. Because when I saw that you're having a 40th anniversary party, I was like, there is no way Steve is old enough to be celebrating 40 years in the restaurant business.
No.
Well, you know, when
but
I first started back in, you know, 85, you know, I used to make a joke. I started before you knew each other. Your parents knew each other, Kendra, but it doesn't work with you now. You grew up somehow. I don't know what happened. You used to be this young girl, and now you're, you know. But you know, I started in '85, and I used to be the young Steve DiFilippo, and now I'm like the old guy in town. You know, it's amazing how 40 years later, here we are.
You're not the old guy. You're the iconic.
I don't know about iconic.
Iconic, legendary.
I just don't know what else to do with myself. You know, I don't golf. I don't do anything. I just run restaurants. So.
Yeah, well, you do that pretty well.
I know.
So tell us about this event.
Yeah, so first of all, it's a huge party. We're going to close the Seaport restaurant, have a big private party, and we're going to have a big fundraiser for the Ron Burton Training Village, which is my favorite charity that I'm involved in. It's a great charity for inner city kids. They have this amazing camp out in Western Mass that they take these kids and they really transform their lives from 10 years old to about 18. And then they do a lot of stuff off season. It's not just the 6 weeks they're there. So it's a really transforming camp, you know. And we actually have someone who works at Davio's that went there. And so anyway, we're doing this big fundraiser. So we're going to close the restaurant, have a massive party. We got Wick Rausbeck coming with his band French Lick. We're going to have food stations, huge raw bar, open bar, champagne. We're going to really do it up. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got great goodie bags, and that I'm going to put a lot of Davio stuff in there and food products. And you know, my father always said, you know, if you get hundreds of people in front of you, make sure you sell them something, you know. So we're going to make sure we do that. And you know, it's a benefit, so we're going to raise a lot of money for the camp. And
well, I will say this about you too, Steve, that you give back a lot. I mean, you do so much for the community. I think that's why so many people in Boston love Davio's and are so loyal to all of the locations. I mean, I live near the one in Linfield. That's always the one that I end up going to because it's just a little closer.
Yeah.
But you give back and you do such a great job making people come into the restaurant. Doesn't matter where you come from, kind of what your background situation, everybody comes in and can enjoy the same level of service and feel the same experience, I think. And that's what makes you such a success. And you know, a lot of restaurants don't make it.
We have over 1,000 people now in our company. You know, it's 11 restaurants. You know, in five states. So it's really about them. You know, and that's what I'm celebrating. You know, I have a lot of people with us. You know, I still have Tonino, who's been with us since day one, 40 years. He's, you know, it's unbelievable. He's down to two shifts. We're holding on.
Oh my
gosh. I might have to start picking up to bring him there. But you know, he's doing great. And then we have a lot of people been with us 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, and that's what I'm really proud about. That
right.
You know, we're real. You know, people always say, oh, we're a family. No, but we really are a family, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about Davio's, you know, because let's face it, the food has to be good when you go to a restaurant.
Well, right.
That's kind of regardless. It's how you're treated, and it's about the hospitality,
right?
You go back to a restaurant because you feel so good about going there.
Yeah,
obviously, you need to get value and all these other things, but if you're not treated good when you go to a restaurant, you're probably not going back. So that's why I'm still here after 40 years. Oh,
40
my
years.
Well,
wow.
It's crazy.
It's going to be, that's an awesome event. So it's Tuesday, May 6th from 6 to 8:30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can get info at davios.com. We'll link it over on our site as well.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on 40 very successful years and not being old. old being iconic.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, Sue, I think you and I have been together a long time. How many times have I been on the radio with you?
I know.
I don't want to make you feel
so
older.
You know what he's saying, right? He's saying I'm old too.
Well, I'm not saying old too, but, you know, how many times have I been on with you?
It's been many times.
Yeah, and I'm honored to be here today, and I love magic, and, you know, you guys are just so giving to me. You know, anytime I want to come promote something, you're like,
always,
oh yeah,
yes.
Come on over.
Of course, it's always yes. You're a good person.
Always yes.
Thank you so much, Steve DiFilippo. Yes, thank you.